Today on Gardening in a Minute, growing citrus in containers. Containers allow gardeners in temperate and subtropical climates and apartment dwellers to enjoy fresh, homegrown citrus fruits of all kinds. Citrus containers can be plastic, metal, ceramic, or wood. The material doesn't matter, as long as the container is large enough for the plant and has adequate drainage. A pot that is about 15 inches wide and deep is a good size to start a young tree. Most well-drained potting soils are fine for citrus, although some prefer more acidic soil. Citrus trees grow best in full sun. Water trees only when the top inch or two of soil is dry to the touch. Then water thoroughly. Your tree will need very little pruning, except to remove stray branches or lower limbs. Soon your tree will be a healthy provider. For more information on growing citrus, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the pocket gopher. The pocket gopher is a small, light brown rodent that digs tunnels in sandy soils. This creature is almost never seen above ground, but in home landscapes you might notice large piles of dirt, which is evidence of its digging habits. In natural settings, gopher tunneling is beneficial, but in your yard, these tunnels may hurt your lawn grass, and the gophers may feed on the roots or tubers of your ornamental or vegetable plants. Trapping is the most effective way to control gophers that invade your yard, and you may legally trap gophers without a permit, but not poison them. Gophers can be excluded from small areas such as gardens or flower beds with underground fences. Pocket gophers are most active in spring and fall. For more information on controlling them, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hobby greenhouses. A hobby greenhouse can change a gardener's life. With one in your backyard, you can grow tropical plants year-round or get a head start on seasonal plants. Your greenhouse can be almost any size, and costs could range from several $100s to many thousands. Build a greenhouse yourself or buy a kit. If you build your own greenhouse, all you need is simple hand tools. Most materials can be purchased at building supply stores or from greenhouse companies. You can cover your greenhouse with plastic, glass, or polycarbonate materials. Plastic-covered greenhouses may be the easiest and least expensive to assemble. Research all your options thoroughly before you make a decision about what kind of greenhouse to buy or build. Your finished greenhouse could make your neighbors green with envy. For more information about greenhouses, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winterizing your lawn. As the temperatures begin to cool in the fall, you might be tempted to purchase and apply fertilizer products to your lawn, but you should definitely think twice about this. The last recommended time to fertilize your lawn in north and central Florida is during September. Fertilizing too late could cause the grass to be growing as cold weather approaches, making it more cold sensitive. If you missed your September application, there's no need to worry. As growth begins in the spring, apply an appropriate fertilizer for your lawn type, and your turf will respond with fresh growth and vigor. In some parts of South Florida, it's warm enough that your grass may grow and need fertilizer year-round. With just a little care, you can have a healthy, beautiful lawn. For more information about caring for your lawn, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter annuals. In Florida, we're lucky to have flowers throughout the year, and certain annuals that are usually planted elsewhere during the summer can be planted in the winter here. Add organic matter to our sandy soils for best success. Place winter annuals in full sun and water thoroughly after planting. For striking visuals and the biggest impact, limit the varieties and colors of flowering plants you choose. Popular winter annuals include pansies and violas, both of which have edible flowers. Deadheading or removing old blooms will keep them setting new buds. Snapdragons, petunias, and alyssum are other popular winter choices. Check out University of Florida Extension Plant List to help you choose varieties of these and other cool season annuals. For more information on winter annuals, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.